Sandpoint, Alaska. Johnny's tripped up now far side as he took a pass from Mark Newton. The foul's going to be on Joseph Cosbrook. That'll be number four on Cosbrook, and that'll be the third team foul on the Malamutes. Johnny looking inbound, launches it far side, backcourt to Avery. Avery dribbles across to the left hand, now hands it to Johnny. Johnny splits two defenders, goes in, loses the ball, gets it back, loses it again, comes back to him again. Now in disgust, he backs out his dribble, looking for help, and now he's fouled by Tyler Nealon. And Tyler not happy with that call. Johnny was looking to throw a lob pass, and Tyler looked like Tyler got all ball, to be honest, but he's called for the foul. Johnny inbounds to Jordan, far side baseline. Jordan now goes up for a 15-footer. No good. The rebound taken there by Robert Clay. Coach Lindquist tells Josiah Mack that was his rebound. Josiah had position, but once again, is out-jumped from behind. And Nealon brings the ball down, lobs it to Natty Cobb, to Azcoke, to Nealon, back to Cosbrook. Left baseline for Robert Clay. He drives and passes it out to Tyler Nealon. His three-pointer is no good off the right side of the rim, and it bounces out of bounds right by the water cooler, and it'll go to the T-Jack. 7:17 to play, fourth quarter, 42-34, Malamutes by 8. Johnny with the ball, dribbles across the timeline, reverses dribble, dishes it, and throws it in for Jordan Hamilton. Bad pass, knocked away by Cobb, taken by Robert Clay. Jordan just walking across the floor in disgust. The turnovers continue to mount. And let's be fair, all the T-Jacks, or most of them, have had their part in the turnover carnival tonight. Here's a lob pass by Azcoke to Robert Clay, and his shot goes down and comes back out. That one was 15 inches down in the hoop. Johnny now with a dish to Mark Newton. He corrals it in the corner, gets it to Avery Samuelson. Avery dribbling right wing. Nice pass, well, nice intention. Too far for Jordan Hamilton as Jordan was streaking down towards the lane, and another bad pass and another T-Jack turnover. We'd like to be telling you something else, folks, but we can only tell you what happens on the floor. 6:32 to go, and this one 42-34. Malamutes still holding an 8-point lead. Here's a dish into Azcoke. He puts up a little 8-footer in the lane. It bounces around and drops in. And it's a 10-point lead for New Halen as they seem to have the T-Jacks number. Johnny with a bounce pass to Josiah Mack in the corner to Mark Newton. Mark holding the ball up, now dribbles to the right hand, gets it back to Johnny. Johnny on the left wing deep right below us. Goes up for a three-pointer. Off balance. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ignatie Cobb. Hands it to Tyler Nealon as the clock ticks down to 6 minutes of play in this one. Malamutes by 10. Ball goes front court to Robert Clay. Back to Nealon. More defensive pressure being applied now by the T-Jacks. He goes right side to Cosbrook. Back to Nealon. Dribbles with the left hand. Guarded there by Johnny and Mark. Right side to Cosbrook. His pass to Azcoke. Azcoke got away with steps again. Now his pass knocked away by Johnny, corralled by Jeffrey Clay. Gets it to Robert in the corner for a three. In and out, no good. And the rebound tied up there by Johnny Samuelson and Ignatie Cobb. And the ball will go to who? New Halen thinks it's theirs. The referee said T-Jacks. And it will be T-Jack basketball. Johnny fakes the length of the court pass, now gets it into Avery Samuelson. Johnny, back to Johnny, picks up his dribble, throws it in the front court to Mark Newton. Johnny tying the shoes. Mark with a nice pass to Jordan, and he puts it in off the glass. Big J with his 10th point of the night. Maybe that'll get us rolling now. 44-36, 5:22 to go, fourth quarter. And Nealon double-teamed by Mark and Johnny. Lobs the pass into Azcoke in the lane. He kicks it out for Robert Clay. Nice bounce pass to Cosbrook, who loses the ball. Out of bounds off the leg of Avery Samuelson, apparently. And New Halen will inbound underneath their own basket with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play, fourth quarter. New Halen 44, T-Jacks 36. Robert Clay slaps the ball, throws it out, knocked away by Mark Newton, and goes out of bounds to the Malamutes. Mark Newton has certainly been a bright spot tonight for these T-Jacks. Mark has played an outstanding game on both ends of the floor. He's had 9 points in the second quarter, no turnovers. Several steals and rebounds. Now the ball, Nealon lobs it into Azcoke. He goes in up over Jordan Hamilton and trickles one around and in. 4 points in the quarter now by Azcoke. Jordan gets the ball to Johnny. He gets it back to Jordan. Throws it across to Avery in the front court to Mark Newton. Mark had a three, passed it up. Maybe he should have taken it the way he's shooting it. Gets it to Johnny, down to Avery in the corner. Avery shoots a three, and that one's good. Avery Samuelson with 7 points on the night, and it's 46-39. Clock showing 4:35 to play. The T-Jacks are picking up half court now. Robert Clay, his pass for Azcoke is tipped away by Johnny, recovered by Josiah. He's going coast to coast, got away with steps, puts it up and in. Nice play by Josiah. He got away with a travel, but he knocks it in off the backboard for his first two, and it's 46-41. Anila nearly loses the ball at half court, lobs it to Ascoke in entry pass to Clay. He's tied up there by Josiah Mack, and Robert Clay showing some frustration there. Good defense by Josiah, and the ball will be out of bounds to the Malamutes underneath their own basket with 4:12 to go in a five-point lead. Robert slaps the ball, hands it right inside to Ascoke, who misses badly. Good defense by Jordan Hamilton. The ball goes to Avery Samuelson to Johnny. He comes down, puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound and backs it out. Dishes it over to Avery, who gets it to Mark in the corner. He fakes and drives, goes up. No good off the front of the rim. Nearly drew the fourth foul on Robert Clay. And the Malamutes come down with the ball and still maintain a five-point lead with 3:50 to go. And Elam picks up the dribble, passes over to Natty Cobb, lobs to Ascoke at the foul line. He goes in up over Hamilton, the shot no good. The rebound taken there. Nice job by Johnny Samuelson to get the rebound away from Robert Clay. He throws it to Jordan Hamilton, back to Johnny. Johnny splits two defenders. We got 4-on-2. Johnny drives, dishes it to Mark Newton, who finishes it off. Nice job there. 46-43 is a seven-point lead. Has been cut to three with 3:25 to play. Got a nice metal thing we can bang on here tonight. We get emotional. And Tyler Nealon dribbles, launches a long three from the left wing off the front of the rim, taken by Jordan Hamilton. Gets it to Johnny. Here's a pass down court to Avery, who lost it right in his hands, went right through his hands. Ball's coming back 2-on-1. Robert Clay behind the back. The ball's on the floor, and it's knocked back to Clay. He goes up. He stepped on the – did he step on the baseline? No, a foul on the floor by Jordan Hamilton. I was hoping. Good defense by Jordan as he stopped a 2-on-1 fast break. It looked like a sure layup. Robert Clay with an unusual for him behind the back pass that landed at the feet of Cosbrook. Nearly a turnover for the Malamutes, but they went and bound the ball underneath. 3:04 to go, and we've got a timeout on the floor. With the score of the New Halem Malamutes 46, the King Cove T-Jacks 43. The T-Jacks overcoming just a flurry of turnovers in the third quarter, and they bounce back to outscore the Malamutes 9-4 thus far in the fourth, and they've cut a what was a 44-34 deficit to 3 at 46-43. Plenty of time to go. T-Jacks just need to step up the defense and rebounding and not lose errant or not commit any more turnovers. Missed several golden opportunities tonight for easy baskets. Nice passes from a variety of players and just a little butterfinger action going on. New Halem inbound underneath their basket. They're in an offset stack, three players on one side lane, one on the other. And Nealon steps across, sets the screen for Ascoke, steps out, takes it behind his three-point line, gets it up top deck. Natty Cobb, who launches a three and banks it off to glass and in. That's his second three of the game. Natty Cobb with six, and it doubles the lead to six. Johnny now splits four defenders, goes in, loses the ball, dishes it to Josiah Mack. Josiah goes up, has it blocked, comes down, the rebound's loose. On the floor, picked up near half court by Avery Samuelson, and now stolen away from him by Ascoke. A lot of physical contact and nothing happens. Now Ascoke throws one up and in off the glass. An off-balance, ugly-looking shot, except for the fact it dropped through. And that's four quick points. Robert Clay is on the floor. We have a referee's timeout. Is Robert, not sure if it's knee or his ankle, he's limping to the side, to the bench in a lot of pain. Robert, one of the top players in the region, well-respected by the T-Jack players, good guy. And looks like Robert, don't know if he's maybe got a cramp, but he's in a lot of pain there on the New Halem bench. Number 13, in the lineup now for the Malamutes is Natty Cobb, Joseph Cosbrook, Tyler Nealon, Jeffrey Clay, and here's a near turnover as Mark Newton's pass intended for Avery Samuelson is knocked out of bounds by Jeffrey Clay. It'll remain T-Jacks basketball. Jordan, Josiah, Johnny, Mark and Avery in the game for the T-Jacks. Inbounds pass goes to Mark, back to Johnny. Johnny, bounce pass to Mark on the right wing. Nice inlet pass to Josiah. He goes up and puts it off the glass. No good, but he draws a foul. And Tyler Nealon showing a little bit of emotion there. Punched the ball with his fist and then recovered it quickly. That's Tyler's third and the fifth on the team. 30-second timeout by Coach Ralph Lindquist. 2:14 to play. And out of the last timeout, New Halem stepped on the floor and knocked down five quick points. And they lead 51-43. So we'll see what the T-Jacks can do here in the last 2 minutes. We'll run down the scores for the T-Jacks for you quickly. Johnny Samuelson has 13. Jordan Hamilton with 10. Mark Newton with 11. Avery Samuelson with 7. And Josiah Mack with 2. Robert Clay had 12 in the third quarter and has 23 in the game to lead all scorers. 10 for Ascoke, 6 in this quarter. 6 for Ignati Cobb. 10 for Tyler Anilin and 2 for Joseph Cosbrook as Josiah Mack steps to the line for the T-Jacks. Big foul shots here for the freshman. Josiah dribbles the ball, puts up the first one, off the glass, no good. He'll have one more. 2:14 to go, 51-43. Malamutes with an 8-point advantage. Josiah dribbles, number 40, puts up the second one, no good again. Rebounds tipped and crowd in the corner by Cosbrook. To Tyler Anilin, Coach Lindquist calling for full court pressure. Here's a pass to Cosbrook, knocked away. His pass cross court for Ascoke, knocked away there by Josiah Mack, out of bounds to the Malamutes. Ascoke to inbound right in front of the Malamute bench right below us here. The referee hands him the ball, and he gets it in the corner for Cosbrook. Passes out to Ascoke. Cross to Anilin, to Ignati Cobb, back to Anilin. Under 2 minutes to go in this one. Ball goes in the middle to Ascoke. He goes through defenders, missed the shot. Rebound by Jordan Hamilton, who's hacked there by Matthew Ascoke. That'll be his first, I think the team's sixth. Ascoke made a nice move there. He gets away with traveling a lot, it seems like to me. It seems like he, number 33, always gets a third step in there, but he wasn't able to convert that chance from inside the lane. And now we've got a 30-second timeout on the floor by Coach Bob Rishnovsky of the Malamutes. 1:51 to go here in this one at the Eagle Arena in Sandpoint, Alaska. I'm Rob Lannon with you live on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. We'd like to thank our KSDP programming sponsors, Wells Fargo, Schumigan Corporation, Tel Alaska, Peninsula Airways, Alaska Wireless GCI, and the Alaska Marketplace Competition. And thanks to Kells Hetherington, Virgil Porter, and Shannon Summer, the crew back in the studio that makes these broadcasts possible. And we'd like to thank you for joining us for another exciting night of Aleutians East Borough High School basketball here between the King Cove T-Jacks and the New Halem Malamutes, two of the top teams in the region. Johnny inbounds to Mark, gets it back to Johnny, brings it across court on the left wing to Mark, now hands it off to Johnny. He drives left baseline, puts up an off-balance shot, bad shot selection by Johnny, no good off the side of the backboard. 1:35 to go. As the Malamutes bring the ball up, lob pass over to Ascoke. He faked the three from the right wing, now gets it back to Cosbrook, to Anilin. Cross court to Ascoke, down in the corner to Ignati Cobb, to Ascoke, to Anilin. They're playing keep away as King Cove is trying to pressure him. And now Johnny Samuelson fouls with 1:18 to go. That's Johnny's fourth. He gave a hard foul there to Joseph Cosbrook. And Johnny's getting on his teammates, telling them they need to foul. We're down by 8 points here with a minute 18 to go. Need to send these guys to the line and see if they can hit them. Coach Lindquist has not been happy for most of this night. Mark Newton pressuring Tyler Anilin. Now the ball goes to Cobb, to Anilin. Johnny nearly got his fifth foul there as he knocked the ball away from Cobb. It goes to Anilin. Here's the pass. Should have been intercepted. Avery Samuelson missed it. Now Jordan Hamilton clotheslines Matthew Ascoke on the baseline. That'll be Jordan's fourth. Ralph Lindquist is begging Mark Newton and Avery Samuelson to foul. The two key players, two of the key offensive threats to the T-Jacks now with four apiece, and Ascoke takes an inbound pass and goes around Hamilton and lays it in. He's got 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game, 53-43 with under a minute to go. Johnny launches an off-balance three, air ball from the left wing, taken by Jeffrey Clay, and now Mark Newton fouls. In the backcourt, he fouled number 33, Ascoke. That should be seventh on the T-Jacks. If it is, Ascoke will go to the line for a 1-1. It looks like the T-Jacks are going to fall once again to their nemesis, the New Halem Malamutes. This will be three consecutive defeats. Last year in the regional championship game that sent the Malamutes to state as they overcame a 20-point deficit to defeat the T-Jacks. And then earlier, as we recounted for you, the Bristol Bay Sockeye Classic a few weeks ago when they defeated the T-Jacks 59-57, overcoming a 5-point lead in the fourth quarter. The rebound, the shot is no good by Ascoke. Rebounded by Cosbrook. He gets it to Ascoke and misses the layup. Now here's a pass down to Jordan Hamilton, and Jordan rolls it in. And the T-Jacks trying to foul. And Avery Samuelson finally does with 30 seconds to go. As the Malamutes inbounded the ball, Coach Lindquist, I'm glad I'm on a different plane coming home from Ralph. He has been very upset tonight with several things. As the player's just not taking instruction very well in a couple of instances. Tyler Nealon at the line. His free throw's up. No good. And the rebound is taken by Jeffrey Clay over Avery Samuelson, and he puts it in. Boy, you can't have that happen. That's a killer. You send them to the line, they miss it, and then you give them an offensive board and 2 points. Not a good turn of events. 55-45. T-Jacks down by 10, 22 seconds to go. Ball knocked out of bounds, so they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Here's Avery Samuelson with a three, and it's good. Avery with 10 points. And now Avery fouls cross-court. 14 seconds to go as New Haven's getting the ball way too far up court before a foul's being committed. Tyler Nealon will go to the line for the Malamutes. 14.7 on the clock. Malamutes by 7, 55-48. Tyler spins the ball out, now takes a couple of dribbles and puts it up, and that one's good. Tyler Nealon now with 11 for the Malamutes. And he'll dribble and put up the second one, and that one's good. 12 points for Nealon. Johnny inbounds to Mark. New Haven's going to win this one. He brings it across half court. Gives it to Avery for another three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound by Asko. And he's fouled on the far side by Avery Samuelson with 3.9 to go. That might be Avery's fifth, and it is. Avery Samuelson fouls out with 10 points for the T-Jacks. Robert Clay gives him a five. Robert's not re-entered the game after suffering some sort of injury or cramp or something earlier in the quarter, but it hasn't hurt the Malamutes. 57-48, Malamutes by nine with 3.9 to play. Matthew Ascoke at the line to shoot two. And now they're trying to figure out if they're going to let Drake Newman into the game or not. Now they finally do, and he takes his place in the foul lane. Good effort by the T-Jacks tonight, being undermanned. Two of their key players not able to make the trip. Matthew Ascoke puts it up and in. Ascoke killed us in Bristol Bay in the fourth quarter, and he's done it again tonight with nine of the Malamutes' 16 points here in the final frame. And make it 10. 10 for the quarter, 14 for the game. Johnny to Jordan. Jordan hands it to Johnny. He launches a three at the buzzer. No good, short, and that'll end this Friday night matchup between the King Cove T-Jacks and the New Haven Malamutes. The Malamutes emerged victorious by a final count of 59-48. We'll run down the scores for you. And we'll go ahead and start with the Malamutes. For New Haven, Tyler Nealon had 12 points. Robert Clay had 12 in the third quarter alone and 23 for the game. Matthew Ascoke knocked down 10 in the fourth quarter and had 14. Two by Jeffrey Clay, two by Joseph Cosbrook, and six by Ignati Cobb, who hit a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter after the T-Jacks had sliced the lead to three at 46-43 out of a timeout. Ignati Cobb took one to the bank from straight on and doubled the lead to six, and the Malamutes were never threatened after that. For the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson had 13. Johnny's off a little bit tonight on his shooting, but still did a good job running the offense. Although, as we mentioned earlier, the T-Jacks, just about all of them, possible exception of Mark Newton, they got into the turnover carnival, and that's what really killed us in this one. Jordan Hamilton had 12. Mark Newton had 11 and played the best all-around game of any T-Jack, without a doubt. Great game by Mark. Avery Samuelson found a shooting touch, and he had 10, including 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. And Josiah Mack had 2 to round out the scoring for the T-Jacks. So New Haven takes this one by a final score of 59-48. New Haven held a 13-8 lead after one quarter. It was all tied at 25 at halftime. And then New Haven came out in the third quarter and outscored the T-Jacks 17-9 to take control of the game, and they were never headed and went on for the win. Tomorrow morning we have, I believe, it's an 11 o'clock matchup here between the New Halem Malamutes and the Sandpoint Eagles. And we'll bring that one to you live here on KSTP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. We want to thank Kells Hetherington in the studio tonight. Want to once again thank the proud sponsors of KSDP programming, Wells Fargo Bank, Schumigan Corporation, Telalaska, TenAir, Alaska Wireless, GCI, and the Alaska Marketplace Competition. We want to thank you for joining us here on this broadcast and hope that you'll be able to join us next time for Aleutians East World High School Basketball. Tomorrow morning at 11, the game between New Halem and Sandpoint. Until then, I'm Rob Lanham from Eagle Arena in Sandpoint High School, where once again the final score tonight was the New Halem Malamutes 59, the King Cove Thunderjacks 48. Good night, everyone.
Well, thanks, Rob. Sounds like a great game. Very interesting. It was all tied up at the half. And we'll be joining you guys at 11 o'clock tomorrow with more basketball Sandpoint. We'll play in the game then. We'll now go to more music, and then at the top of the hour, we go to NPR News from Washington, D.C. And again, Rob Lanham, our sportsman, is actually in Sandpoint tonight and tomorrow morning, where he will be covering the basketball game at 11 o'clock right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Thanks for listening, and now we go back to the music here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP and K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.